All of us, we can do the same for you and I.
I know how to do. Very good.
Upright. That didn't have to be hidden when I'm saying that. What you hear, less of that time you let them slip. You know, taking certain parts, even certain other parts you don't believe in, that's not going to help you. So, amen. You go buy a hamburger, a hot dog, praise God. Amen. And just say, well, I'm going to eat just the meat out of it. You had to complete the hot dog. Because the bread go along with the hot dog. And I see a lot of people, they go in and they buy a hot dog, hamburger, and they eat all of the meat out of there. And then leave the bread. Amen. But you had to complete the, you've had the hamburger or the hot dog if you don't eat all of it. So the Bible said we have to eat the whole roll. Amen. So now we got people today, as I said, they are skipping over certain parts of the Bible. They want to eat some part of the Bible, and some part they don't want to be involved with. And this is no good.
That's right.
It's no good. Now, if you say you love God, then you ought to want to do what God tell you to do. Now, praise God, he says, he told all of us to search the scripture, and then you have eternal life. Amen. Praise God. So we have to search the scripture and eat the whole roll of the scripture. Amen. Now, we are changing our theory. We said that now... We want to do what the Word of God said. We are preaching people that is going to teach and do what the Word of God said. And we want to do that. Now we are changing here. You're not having folks coming to church and they're wearing pants. We got scripture for that. I want y'all to find the scripture and put it on that sign out there. We got the sign out there now. Amen. Those scriptures, all those scriptures that refer that people are not what they're not to do, what the Bible said, not what your theory, but what the Bible said. Amen. Praise God. Woman should not wear anything pertaining to a man. And then all of this jewelry and all this stuff, we're not to hold on to that. Amen. Because we're supposed to be in what kind of people? A peculiar people. Amen. Now, you can't be a peculiar person and then if you don't look like the one next sitting next to you. Amen. See? So you got to be a peculiar people, praise God. Don't worry about folks and what they say about you going to your job and everybody looking at you because you ain't got no earring and you ain't got no pants on. Amen. They think that you are a peculiar. And that's what the Bible tells us, that if we're going to be followers of him, then we got to be peculiar people. We are what? We are followers of God. Amen. Followers of God. So now, that's what Jesus told the disciple. He told the disciple, if any man come after me, let him first deny himself and pick up the cross and follow me. And so now if you are a follower of God, and then you got to find out what God said, then you can't mumble and complain and say, I want to do what he said do. You're going to be a follower of him.
Yes.
I know the Word of God. I know the folks don't like me because I want to stick with the Word, praise God. Now, I want to go to heaven. I ain't playing no ball game. I don't know, that's him. Amen. I ain't playing no crooked game. Crooked game ain't going to get you nowhere.
Right.
Huh? Now we have to eat the whole roll. Amen. What the Bible said, then we got to go by then what the Bible said. Don't need to eat in some parts of the Bible, don't eat all of the Bible. We got to eat the whole roll. That's what God wants us to do. He wants us to eat the whole roll. Now the Word of God is right
and very right.
Yes.
Right, and it's very right. All right, now we talked on last week, amen, in the In Ephesians chapter 5 and 26. Amen. Ephesians 5 and 26. And we rattle off of a lot of things there. We really got in, and we got it in our spirits. A lot of things which have been said. I think you. Today you got quite a bit in your spirit. I'm still saying to everybody to buy a tape, of the Sunday school lesson, and that would help you to, sometimes if you're writing and writing down, sometimes you forget something. I might be talking a little bit fast, and then you might not be able to get it. So now if I'm talking, and then it's on the tape, and then you can be able to hear what it's saying on the tape. Amen. Praise God. We don't need us having all the tools here in the church and here. We don't use it. We got a lot of stuff in. God knows we got a lot of stuff in. Amen. We got these big churches, and some of them ain't got what we got. the brother came to the film a few months back, and he said, my God, he said, y'all got so much stuff, got stuff in the church that we ain't got. We built a church of so many thousand dollars church, and we don't have all this stuff y'all got in here. I didn't tell him to say that. He said it. Amen. Praise God. So if we got all this stuff in there, we ought to thank God, and we ought to want to use it, you know. All right, Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 20 says what? Yeah, 26, that's right. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 26. Uh-huh.
That he might sanctify.
That you might sanctify.
That he might sanctify.
The rebel might sanctify.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, you know, the rebel might sanctify. See, the reason why I said the rebel might sanctify, because, amen, we want to do what the rebel said do, and then and not do what God said do. See, and a lot of times the rebel, they ain't even doing what the Bible said. Now, he said that he might sanctify. He might say God might sanctify, not sanctify you, but he might sanctify you. And now what I said sanctification it is? What is sanctification?
Set aside to be called out.
All right, you set aside for God. Mm-hmm. For God youth. For God youth, you set aside. Praise God. My brother, I can go down there and help buy and see a hammer down there at the store. Amen. And then he purchased the store, that the hammer, and he bring the hammer home. That hammer is set aside for his use. It's not satisfied with him. Why it's satisfied with him? Because he did what?
He purchased
the hammer. Amen. So I ain't got no business saying it's my hammer, because he purchased the hammer with his money. So God purchased us. He paid the price of on Calvary that we all might have rights unto the tree of life. He purchased. So now he purchased us, and then we are not our own.
Right.
Saying we're not our own.
We are not our own.
But we are when?
We're bought with a price.
God knows that. Now he said here, like in scripture says, that he might read.
That he might sanctify. And cleanse.
Amen. Sanctify and cleanse. Amen. Now, we live in a day that people were saying, and now in the day, a whole lot of folks not saying that today that we can't be sanctified, because everybody's saying now they sanctified. Everybody's saying that they're saved now. Amen. But when I came to church years ago, amen, folks were saying you can't be sanctified. And ain't nobody gonna be sanctified. When you get ready to get sanctified and be too so good, and then you're ready to die, and you can't be too good now.
Amen. That's what they were saying. But see now, today, everything, don't care how you live, they sanctify. Yeah. He said, that's what they said. When you get too holy, then you die. You can't. You want your way out of here when you get too holy. Amen. But they're going against what the Word of God said. And all this stuff the reverend had let all these things pass by. And as long as you let things keep passing by, and then it'll get worse and worse and worse. Too many things have passed by of what the Bible said, not what man said, but what the Bible said. Then man just look over it, and would not reverence what the Bible said. And then people have gotten so now they're molded in doing wrong, doing the things that what the Bible did not say. See, and this is the problem that we have now in the church world today. And then they get mad with me because I try to stick with what the Bible says.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In other words, they call it right, wrong, and wrong, right.
And that's what they're saying.
That's
what they're doing. See, and even one right way.
Right.
Amen. And that is God's way. Amen. See, so now he says sanctify. Amen. Sanctification. Sanctify. Not sanctify, but sanctify. Amen. Close to God. Amen. God man. God sister. God brother. God mother. Come on here now. Amen. Sanctification. Sanctify. And people should see that you're sanctified. They should see that you're not like they are. And that you don't act like they act. You don't, amen, try to drink up the whole, amen, creek. And they still make cone whiskey. And a lot of folks love it. The most people down south down there go out in the woods out there. And no water, ain't not no running water out there. Say ain't no running water. They don't run the water out there, so how they get the water?
They get it out of the creek.
See, so that's the reason why I said they tried to drink up the whole creek. Yeah. Now, God want you to be sanctified, not sanctified, but sanctified. Everybody today wants to be sanctified. Everybody, and praise God. No man out there in the street out there that got a mouthful of snuff and a mouthful of tobacco. He can't hold on to my, I'm sanctified. And I'm going back with the Lord when he said, come, I'm going to heaven. And how you going to be going to heaven and you, amen. He said, be in the world, but not out of the world. The world, amen, get all the tobacco they can get. They drink all the liquor they can get and drink. But the sanctified folks don't do that. I know that's right. Y'all ain't saying that. I know that's right. Amen. See, we have to make a difference between holiness and unholiness. Make a difference between sanctification and unsanctified. Amen. And sanctified is just you coming to church whooping and hollering and jumping all over the place and rolling on the floor and all that kind of stuff. That ain't sanctified. Anybody can get on the floor and roll on the floor. Don't crack it down there and Wilson. You know, I was down there. I got down there and I went to the broadcasting station down there and all these crackers down there. And they down there singing and going on down there. And they're playing the piano, some playing the guitar, and what hell, you know. And they're sitting up there talking about they're sanctified and they're holy. And you got one way you can do that. You can be sanctified and holy. Amen. You have to be washed in the blood of the Lamb, repentant of your sin, and be baptized, and then washed in the wind. In the blood of the Lamb. All right. He said, all right, the sanctification and cleansing.
That he might be sanctified.
That he might be sanctified.
And cleansed.
And cleansed.
That he might sanctify and cleanse it.
Now, otherwise, something got to be done to you. Said something got to be done to me. Amen. Now he got to do a work on you. Say he got to do a work on me. Amen. Praise God. You can't. This don't come by you just saying it. Saying I'm sanctified. Saying that. Amen. I'm holy. Saying that I'm going to heaven. Saying that I'm going to live with Jesus. Saying that I'm going to. It don't come that way. You got to do something, and all something got to take place. You. And there's a part that you got to do, and there's a part that the master got to do. All right now. All right, that he might sanctify
and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word.
Now, it got to be washed by the water. Cleansed by when? The washing?
Washing of water.
A water. Now, we know about water. In order to be washed by water, then you have to have, amen, a solution to put into the water and to be washed or to be cleansed. We got a pool back here, and the pool don't, we put some water in there. The water that we put in there don't wash you alone. Y'all hear what I'm saying? It's not gonna do the job alone. It's a nice pool, and we put water in there, and we put the water in there, and then and when they put you in there, it ain't gonna just cleanse you alone. You gotta put something else in there to be able to cleanse you. And that is the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. The man, the brother came on the day and brought my mother, my father him over. He said he belonged to some church or another. Amen. But then, and they don't baptize like we do. And I know what you're talking about. They're not going to sprinkle them and all that kind of stuff. But see, that ain't what it said. They praise you in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. That's not a baptism. And even if they put, if they take you and put you in the water, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, that ain't going to cleanse you. And the name of Jesus, he says. In the name of Jesus. That's what cleansed man from the sin. Amen. That's the touching that's going to cleanse you. Amen. Not on the outside, but on the inside also. All right. The point there. Amen. The cleansing. Amen. The cleansing. Amen. Sanctify and the cleanse. That's the point. Point one. Sanctifying and the cleansing. Cleansing. Everybody needs to be cleansed. Amen. Sometime or another. The Bible said we all were born in sin, and we was done what? We were shaped in iniquity. So therefore now the only way that we can get rid of that stain, it is a stain that Brother Akin might have on his jacket. And the only way you can get that stain off that jacket, it got to be, praise God, you got to use a strong solution. Amen. Praise God. He done washed it, and he washed it, and rubbed it, and he did everything, and he couldn't get it out until he used, amen, the strong solution. Amen now. Amen. Washing the water. And then washing the water. To get clean. God wants to cleanse us. He wants to cleanse us. And he wants people that are clean. He don't want no any kind of folks. Amen. No any kind of people. He wants some clean people. He said his people, praise God, it is the people that, amen, that had passed from death into life. And then he said that. His people have passed from death to life. Amen. Praise God. We ain't supposed to be dead. We're supposed to be people that has life.
Amen.
Somebody tell me, when I get to heaven, and then I'm going to have life. I want some life down here.
Right.
I ask from death to life. All right, now read the book now.
With the washing of water.
Now, with the washing of water.
By the word.
Now, see, that's the only way that you're going to be cleansed. You're going to be washing by when?
Of water.
By the word. And it has to be the word that's going to do it. Now, the word it is, amen, that Christ comes in and he put the cleansing detergent into the water that it might clean his detergent. Not Bishop Holly, you. Ain't they go down there and buy you some ties or one of those things? No. Jesus is gonna put his detergent into the water. When I put you in the pool and I pray, I ask the Lord to change this water into the spirit to use. Let your blood apply in this water that it may be for the cleansing and the washing away of your sins. Then immediately he applied his power into which is the word into that water that it might cleanse him. Might cleanse him. Somebody said, well, how that can take place? Well, if by a supernatural, say supernatural.
Supernatural.
See, supernatural will of God. Supernatural will of God. Thing is behind the curtain. You can't see it, but it actually really is doing, because there are thousands and thousands of people had been emerged, and they had the things that they used to do, they don't do them no more. It was cleansed. Right then and there. They don't drink no more, don't smoke no more, don't act like a clown no more, don't do none of those things no more, don't hang out no more. It is because that the supernatural power took control. God come and change you and make you a new creature in Christ, with old things that pass away. Now, it's not going to be doing it if I got to make you go into the pool. See, but you have to be willing to be mold and shaped. Be willing to be someone to work on you. To work on you. All right. Amen. By the washing of the water. And by when?
By the word.
And by the word. By the word. God's word has to work on you. God's word has to build you. God's word has to change your idea, change your route. All right? Read now.
That he might present it to himself.
Now that he might present this
to himself.
Present, amen, your body. That he might be able to present your body. Present your body, your body, your body. Your body, yourself, unto himself.
A glorious church.
A glorious church. Amen. Your body. Now, second, this is second. Second reveals, amen, the church, a body of the church. Second. Body of when? Of church. Now, and this building is not the church. That's what I'm trying to bring to your attention. This building is not the church. This building is just a place, a meeting place to come, and we worship. Amen. But the church is you and I. So he wants to sanctify us that we might be a glory of church. Y'all got to say about that. This building, my God, this building can't say nothing. The building can't sing. The building can't live nothing. Now, folks, they trying to build big churches and build this and that, build the building and build it. Now they tell me, faithful to build some more. Want to build some more. Now, see, now, because before that, they were at the top
the top church in Stanford. A membership. You know, amen now. Amen. But now, amen, Union got it now. Got it now. They, now they talking about they want to build some more. Now they going to build. They can't build that rock in the back of them. And if they take that, and then they got to get some more parking somewhere or another. They digging it up, but they can't. They got to have some parking. But what Bishop is saying, I'm not down in the church. I'm glad, you know, that somebody wanted to do something. But anyway, but don't take the church out of the building, rather, and saying, amen, this is a church that God wants. It ain't the church that God wants. The building is not the church that God wants. Right. Amen. God wants you and I. Right. He want us to be sanctified. Friends, yes, sister.
I mean, that's what was happening in our community with the church. Not building the church. The building had to say that I had this church built to this. Now the size of the church, the size of the men, but they're not really building the church. They're just building.
That's right. See, so God wants us to build on a foundation on us. He wants to build a foundation in us, in you and I, praise God. Amen. That we might grow to be, amen, what he would want us to be, it is like him. Amen. See, so it's not the building. You, how much money you put in the building, how many millions of dollars, and, amen, how many thousands of dollars, and all this is not that. And this is not what people... They are going by today, and all how much our church, and how much we paid, and how much it's costing, how much this costs, and all this kind of stuff. But it's not that.
That's what they want to leave on record, Bishop. They don't. Most pastors seem to want to leave on record that they built a building, not how many souls that they brought to Christ. They just want to leave behind it that Pastor So and So was responsible for this big building, but how many souls was Pastor So and So responsible for?
Thank you. All right. Yeah, you see, so this is clarified. After we did number two, what was number one?
Sanctifying and replenishing.
All right. And then number two?
Body of church. Yeah, I'm talking about the building.
A glorious church. That's right. A glorious church. Amen. Y'all got that? You got that? Now, don't just put it on that book now. You got to get it in you. Because, see, there's a lot of folk out there. It's hung up. Say hung up. They hung up on the building.
That's right.
They hung up on the building. Now, they said, Union got more church on the bottom, down on the ground, than they got on top. Uh-huh. But that don't mean anything to God.
No.
Amen. And then they got the people, so they got some souls in there. They got the people, they're not the amen, God's people. They're not sanctified. They hadn't been washed in the blood of the Lamb. They got a lot of folks going there. They got. I tell my wife those days, they got lawyers. They got everything over there. Everything over there. Praise God, and everything but Christ in them.
No,
that's it. No sanctification there. No sanctification. Now I know I got it. Praise God, I got it. And I'm not afraid to say I got it. Oh, I got it. And I'm going to keep on getting it. Amen. All right. Now what it say now? Read now, daughter. Okay.
That he might present it to himself.
Now that he might. Present this church, not Aaron on this building here, but you and I being a church of him, amen, a living and a palinizing after him. Say palinizing. Palinizing after him. You can't palinize after him if you hadn't followed him. I said it about a few minutes ago. Well, you then number three, it is following God. And then if you're going to follow someone, you got to pay strict attention to what they're doing. You can't miss nothing that they're doing. And a lot of times, now I say a lot of us, we miss a lot because we don't come to church enough. We miss a lot of days. amen, and learning, amen, how he walked. That's what the church is about, that we come to church, it is to learn about how he walked. Because he told those disciples, told them to follow me, and I'll make you win. I'll make you fishers of men. So now they had to follow him in order to be able to be made. Say made. And the way that we can follow him, it is coming when? Now staying at home. Come when we want to come. So when you come when you want to come, he might be gonna come here and gone. Cause you and I can't see him. He might come in here then, praise God, at the beginning of the Sunday school. You know, amen now. When you got in here, you just missed out because he was gone. Have y'all seen people come to church and they come in here and sit in here for a while and then they ease right out of here? Uh-huh. If they can do it, then God can do it too. You know what time the Sunday school will start? You know what time the church is going to be going on here? You can't see him, but he's sitting right here somewhere around here. And when he get ready, he's right on out of here. Because he's a what?
Spirit.
He's a spirit. I mean, you can't see no spirit. Only thing, you can feel the spirit, but you can't see it. I know that's real right. Amen. All right, now what is that? Now read that, daughter.
A glorious church.
Now he want his church to be a glorious church.
Not having spot.
Look here. People down the street might see you and they'll see a difference in you. On your job, the boss man, praise God, amen, see something in you, praise God, that he want to put you over, amen, the workers. Or the boss lady might see something in you that he might put you over the workers. Amen. Because, amen, they see that there's no spot. He don't know right now. Great Father Hand came all the way down from up there and about 4 hours, 5 hours from here. Bang, way up there. They drove down here. Amen. Just to be up here to see Bishop Hardy and Pastor Hardy. Amen. Because they see something in us, something different in us. See, praise God. So, and the Lord wants to see, amen, in us, amen, amen, no spot, a need of no rancor. Amen.
Or any such thing.
Lord, help us. Now, any such thing, God, he wants to see nothing in us. Nothing in us. Nothing in us. Her coming here the other day, she came in here, and she was very much impressed. She said, man, Alan Hardy, she's always called me Alan Hardy. She said, I tell you, she said, this is a beautiful place. You've been out here since we did all this work down here. See, y'all did a lot of work. I said, yes, we did. Amen. And I wanted to make them proud. I was so proud. I'm still the overwhelmed. Amen. Now, when people, amen, see something in you, praise God, and they want to stretch out and give you and put some money in your hand. I told y'all I have had a lot of money in my hand, and she gave it to me. And she still got faith in me because I ain't asked her to do nothing that she said. Nothing she did right here. I didn't ask her to do it. I'm not that type of person. Amen. Whatever what she did here in the church, she did it because she wanted to. She told me that she believed the Lord wanted a church in here in his name. And she ain't for no saying that she said, but she got something in her. Something in her. Amen. But she came in that doing it, and I thought of playing a song that all y'all to sing them. You're walking down that aisle down here, just like a pro. They're like a pro. Amen. And know that her money and her time wasn't wasted. You always see what I'm saying? That's the reason why I keep on telling y'all that I'm concerned about this house, this church. Amen. Anything else, y'all can do anything you want to do, but I'm concerned about this place here. Amen. But I know I got the faith, and I know I ain't going to be able to do it no, get it no more if I lose it. So I'm going to try to hold on to what we got. Amen. God, good God. She said, well, have a heart. He said, well, y'all come up here. Come up there to see me up there. Then y'all can stay in the big house. My father said, she's staying in the house. Now they got the bed and with all the linen all over the bed and all that stuff. She said, as long as I'm going to the hotel, I ain't going in. I ain't staying in the house. Cause she don't stay there. Bert don't stay there no more. She moved out and she's in the house next door to them. But the big house is a big house, great big house. Mother got around about 15 or 20 rooms in there. And she said, y'all can stay in the big house when you come up there. And I was staying there, but my father said, she ain't staying there. And there was all this land out there, just like the capital, all this land all around and all in front of, all around it. Amen. That's the house that they were raised up in, praise God. You know, so she holding on to that house, you know. So she want us to come up there and stay in the house. I said, oh, I ain't going up that land. Amen. But she just like she went down to earth. That dream when I called the mother because she ain't like the other folks. She all stuck all up and everything. She told that fellow the other day, she said, Fisher Hardest, the fishery helped the fishery my husband's funeral. I know that what she gonna want me to do if anything should happen to her. I know that what she's talking about. Amen. But God is good, ain't he good?
Yes.
He's good, praise God. So, but when you get sanctified, not sanctified, not stupid, and not ignorant, when you get sanctified, amen, then you can be helpers to someone else. That what y'all talked about this morning?
Yes, sir.
I say you can't not help nobody else if you ain't real yourself. You got to be real yourself. You got to know you're real. Now, one more verse of that, and I got to move on.
But that it should be holy and without blemish.
You know, this church or this person should be holy and without blemish. Amen. Otherwise, the boss man shouldn't see, praise God, you're trying to put something over on him by going into the bathroom, taking a smoke, sitting down in the on the stool, reading a funny paper. And you're supposed to be working. Because why I said, because it's blameless if you go, amen, and do otherwise. You go take a walk off your job. So you're a win, you're blameless. otherwise somebody can do what? Can find a fault in you. That's what blameless means. Somebody can find a fault. Because they hired you, amen, to work 8 hours. Amen. I know it's real right. It's real right. And we got to wake up, saints. Amen. God want a church. Amen. Not this building, because this building cannot be blameless. You and I, it's a church. Amen. All right, now watch this now.
So are men to love their wives.
So as man shall love their women. And wife beaters and children beaters and what all that kind of stuff. It is because the rep them, they let the folk do a whole lot of things, amen, and they go into an extreme now. Only time you pick up TV or you look at a picture on the TV, the man beating the woman or beating the man, the lady can't go running out of the house naked and running and calling her to go next door to the house and next door. It is because, amen, they got the devil in them. And the devil needs to be preached out of them. They're not in the right place to get it. All right, let's look at some more of the word. Praise God. Amen. I know I got something on my hand, but I got a test and I got to do it. Acts 20:28. A job to do. Lord called me today tomorrow, and I know that, amen, that I done my best. Amen. Y'all can't find no fault in me. You can't put no blamers on me on that, on this. Because I'm telling y'all the whole word, God. Y'all know I'm telling you. I'm telling you with everything. Can't find me blamers on that. You may find blamers on something else, but you can find me blamers on this. 20:28.
Take heed therefore unto yourselves.
Now, in order for you to, amen, to be cleansed, amen, with the word, through the word of God, and through the water, amen, and then you got to take heed to yourself. Take heed to yourself. Otherwise, see yourself. See what condition yourself is in. You can't help me if you got a condition. Your condition, Elder Hines, you can't walk. You can't walk. If you got a condition or can't walk, how are you going to help me?
That's right,
you can't even come where I am.
Right,
amen. So otherwise, first thing you got to do, you got to get rid of your condition. Then you get rid of your condition, and then you can help me. Man, a man that is drinking, come on here now. Amen. He can't take care of his wife. That scripture says he can't take care of his wife. Amen. He's going to be a wife beater and everything because he got a condition. He got to get rid of that condition. Stay at home, man that's always on the go and can't stay at home. The wife don't know where they are. Come on here now. He got a condition. You can't help me. You can't help me first. You got to start, amen, with me first, and then I can help someone else. Come on, his brother, come on, he want to be a preacher, and then he want to be a preacher, but he don't want his wife to know where he be at. He can go where he want to go. I want to go where I want to go and do what I want to do. Amen. And I don't have to tell you everywhere I go, and you don't have to know about where I go. No, well, you can't be no preacher, my preacher. He didn't make the man and the woman to separate themselves. They separate themselves. You made them to be together, a help me. Can y'all change that? Can you do anything with that? So now, how are you going to, amen, help me, and you're not nowhere around me, or you don't know what's going on. Amen. You're across town somewhere, somebody in Joe Blow house. And somebody breaking them in your house now, but you over there in Joe Blow house. How you gonna help me? I know that's right. I know all of this is right. He made the woman for the man, and the man for the woman. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
And both of them supposed to work together. Do what?
Work together.
Amen. Don't go out there and be foolish on that. Don't foolish men out there talking about, amen. Hey, oh man, I'm the head of my house. You're the head of nothing. Then you can go buy people a loaf of bread. Talking about you the head of the house. You got some foolish men out there, foolish. They get jealous of the woman because the one that got a better IQ and they got it. So they do all they can to try to knock them down. I know what I'm talking about. Amen. We're still sticking with the word of God says. Sticking with the word of God. You're supposed to work together. But that could be straightened out though when the person get married, when you're quoting, then you quote long enough so everybody can understand one another what you want to do and talk about what you want to do and how you want things to go. Or if you ever get, you know, decide that you're going to do what? You start off wrong, daughter. If you start off wrong, then everything's going to be wrong the rest of your life. Be wrong the rest of your life. Mess up and from the beginning, you're gonna be messed up the rest of your life. So that's why you need when you're coating, then you're gonna don't get so hung up on your flesh until you ain't getting nothing straight as you go along. What you don't want and what you don't like, then you tell that man or that woman, praise God, amen. What you ain't gonna have, come on here now. I know that's right. I know y'all don't want to own it, but it's right now. Come on, we'll talk to them.
That's right.
Now you take heed to yourself.
And to all the flock.
And to all of the people. To all of the people. Amen. You take heed to them. Take heed to all the folks in the church of him. Take heed. All right. Read what the next verse is.
Over which
now?
The Holy Ghost has made you overseer.
The Holy Ghost has made you when?
Overseer.
And made you overseer. But, amen. And now, if you overseer, and then you need to take heed first of yourself. Number four. Take heed to yourself. To yourself, praise God. But the Holy Ghost has made you overseer. Amen. To watch over, to look over, to teach, and to instruct, how to make Holy Ghost. How is going to make you overseer? Paul was talking about, amen, no doubt, was talking about he being an overseer, and then now he talking about making you an overseer, the flock overseer. How did the flock become an overseer? Question. Everybody ought to be my flock.
All right. As you.
I just got a thing to say about that. The Holy Ghost empowers me to be an overseer. You cannot, a person cannot be no overseer on themselves.
Right.
It has to be empowered by someone else to put them and to make them overseer. Otherwise, you got to have someone to watch you, someone. That's what he was saying. He's saying that in that scripture there. That we got, what it saying in that scripture? It's saying that about the flock.
It says, take heed therefore to yourself.
To yourself.
And to all the flock.
To all the flock, see?
Over the which.
Yeah, so now, see, you got to be able to help the flock.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't help the flock if you don't take heed to yourself. Take heed to yourself, praise God. Otherwise, get into position. Now all of my co-workers here, which is, amen, the president of the mother boat, the president of the missionary, the president of the brotherhood, the president of your overseer. What you're supposed to be doing, you're supposed to be overseer in those when? Because some of you don't know the importance of the offices that you have been given to you. I didn't put you into the offices, so I didn't feel like that you couldn't handle them. Then if I put you in the office, then you should be appreciated. Enough, amen, to run it like it ought to be run. Like the Bible said, run it. Not like man said, run it, but like the Bible said, run it. Amen. You're overseer. I got the elders, amen, the overseer. Praise God, they overseer. Amen. Praise God. Over the auxiliaries. Amen. Then you ought to be appreciated enough. Amen. To be here and take care of, amen, what has to be taken care of. Do what you're supposed to do. The overseer to do what over the flock?
Watch over
the flock. Y'all act like y'all know what you're talking about. Teach them, to help them, to instruct them. Don't go telling something to cause them to go astray. You don't go hollering at them and raising your voice at that. Ain't gonna help them, trying to show them that you know so much and you you gotta know how to talk to people.
Right.
See, most of the folks their tongue need to get holy.
Right.
Everything they're saying, praise God, they'll run me away from the church.
All right.
if I wasn't saved. They don't know how to put the words together, don't know how to put them together and make the word. The Bible speaks of seasons of words. Say when?
Seasons
of word. It got to be seasoned. Amen. Otherwise, praise God. If the soil cannot season my food, then don't need to be having it. Word supposed to be, then what? It's not supposed to come to hurt nobody. Just because you're able to see them, that don't mean that you got to, I got to show amen, my wings now. No, you don't show your wings. You just be yourself. And watch the one who have did what? That put you over. Made you that the overseer. And don't go Boaz.
I was reading something in a little book. Mm-hmm. It said we're not.
That's right.
And then it talked about hurt. Mm-hmm. So much damage around us. If we're not always watching what we're going to say, urging you to do, be always mindful of what you're going to speak before you speak it.
That's right.
Consider, it's just like, we talk about in Proverbs, it's giving us down for as much speaking. But sometimes things can do more damage if you have not thought about
That's
it.
That's what I'm saying.
It was telling us, it was using those scriptures and wise and think about what we're going to say rather than to speak in our mind. But think about what you're going to speak from your mind before you speak it.
That's right. That's right. You see, you have to be careful for nothing. Careful what you're going to say. Just like now, I just can't jump up and start walking and run and step around that thing down there because I know I can't do it. So now I have to stand up and again get myself together before I start, going. Now, if y'all hadn't come to that after a while, you would just live on. You'd come to that point too. You just can't move. Just jump up and start moving. I know that's right. All right, now another verse there coming.
And to all the flock.
Take heed to all the flock.
Over which
now.
The Holy Ghost.
Have
made you a receiver.
And what made you number five? Amen. The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost have made you to be overseer. Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost in me, the Holy Ghost in Bishop Harley, has made me overseer. Now, somebody said, well, the Lord did that. The Lord made me overseer. The Lord put me in there. The Lord did. The Lord didn't do this. It has to be somebody that empower you. Because he ain't here now. He ain't speaking to you, telling you, and then ain't come and told me nothing. Now, if y'all can talk to me, tell me I'm wrong. That was the woman that came in the church in there years ago. He was a liar now. He didn't say it, John said it. Got up and came over the front up there. She did that over the Reverend White church. Reverend White called the police. They had the man to wear and to come and get him. Holy Ghost has empowered you. Now, you see the Holy Ghost in me, and if you see... Amen. I'm doing right. I'm living right. I'm doing what the Word of God said. And then you ought to be willing to follow my whom? Follow my Holy Ghost. What I said?
Follow your Holy Ghost.
Follow my Holy Ghost. That's all y'all doing that way. You follow my Holy Ghost. When I made your office, put you in their order, then you follow my Holy Ghost. And no Holy Ghost come and told you nothing. I love this. I love the word. I love the truth. I don't do no funny deals here. I'm reading a daughter.
To feed the church of God.
Now, your job it is to feed the church of God. Somebody said, well, I don't know what to do. He made me that and gave me that office. I don't know what to do. Well, you don't. It's in the Bible. It's been in the Bible, amen, for your time and my time. It's been in there. So what you got to do is go look in the Bible, see what the Bible says about it. And what you're supposed to do. It is to do what?
Feed the church of God.
To feed the church of God. To feed them. Amen. What? And not giving, amen, no corrupted food. Come on here now. Amen. No stale food, but giving, feed them, amen, some food that is going to make them fat. Food that they're going to give them life. and feed the church of God. Somebody give me some water, please. And I was down for this to do what?
Feed the church of God.
Feed the church of God. Now, I'm ready to say that, daughter.
Which he has purchased with his own blood.
Now, which, amen, God had did what? I didn't purchase you. Amen. I ain't been to no cross and I ain't died. I ain't went to no agony and I wasn't beaten all night, Donald, and all of that. Amen. God purchased you with his own blood. So now, praise God. He asking you, amen, in return, amen, as he making you, amen, to be a whom? Overseer, and then you, amen, to take care of my church. Take care of my church, to feed the church of God. Now watch this now. Ooh, Jesus. There's a whole lot of stuff in the Bible. There's a lot of stuff in here that folks have looked over and have run all over. And it's terrible. I'm just telling you how terrible they feel. When I go in here and I read and I look into the Word of God and look into things, then I see a lot of things and that people have run over and causing a lot of people who have died to go to hell. They didn't get it. They wasn't taught. These things that you all being taught. Truth. And all right, now what I say?
For I know this. That after my departing,
and now Paul saying, I know this, after my departing,
shall grievous wolves enter in among you.
And there are people, pray, Rev is going to come in, and Rev is going to turn around all of this when I'm teaching you, after my departing. And take that sign off that door out there, and not lying in here with no pants on. And some of you will do that too. Some of you that are not rooted, that are not rooted and grounded in the truth, you would do that too. Your vision heart is gone now. He said, well, now he ain't saying it now. Now, if it was the truth when I was living, it should be the truth when I'm dead.
That's right.
Amen. But after my departing, grief and war will come among you.
Not sparing the flock.
And they ain't going to spare, amen, the flock. Amen. They're not going to spare nobody. And they're going to tell you, this is it. This is what I want. This is the way I want to go. And you know, I ain't going to do it. And it ain't going to be no better. Now watch this now.
Also. Of your own self.
Shall men arise. Amen. Praise God. All right. Let's get 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28. Now I'm getting ready to close them out. This is a good lesson. Just cleansing through the Word of God. Cleansing through the Word of God. All right.
1 Corinthians
chapter. Mm-hmm.
And God has set some in the church.
Now watch it now. Now God has set some in the church. Some in the church. Not everybody, but some in the church. Read now.
First apostles. Secondly.
Now everybody cannot be an overseer. Everybody, that's a high note there. The overseer. And some the apostles.
Secondly, prophets.
And second, prophets.
Thirdly, teachers.
And thirdly, teachers.
After that miracle. Then gifts of healing.
Now gifts of healing.
Help. Government. Diversity of tongues.
Are all apostles.
Are all prophets. Are all teachers. Are all workers of miracles? Have all the gifts of healing?
Everybody can have that.
Do all speak with tongues?
And everybody can speak in on tongues.
Do all interpret?
And all the have an interpreter here. If we get in the scripture and do what the scripture said do, then we can have some somebody interpolate to what is being said. The reason why we don't have it in the church is because we ain't coming up to what the Word of God is saying. Coming up to all of it. And it's causing us shortness then. Maybe help us. Amen. Read that book. That's it.
But covet earnestly.
And covet earnestly.
The best gift.
The best gift.
And yet show I unto you.
And I show unto you.
A more excellent way.
A more excellent way. If you cover. Best gift.
Earnestly.
Yeah. See God. So the reason why we're not getting what we ought to get. Things are not in the church like it, working in the church like should be working here because we are not coming up to everybody wants somebody else's job. Everybody, praise God, not satisfied with what they did. Now working honestly on what is given to them. Amen. Jumping here and they're like jumping beans. Jumping here and jumping there. God don't want that. Now, 1 Timothy 4:16. Amen. I'm trying to get this in you, praise God. With all this, amen, it is the cleansedness of the Word of God. Cleansing of the Word of God. Amen. We got something to do in order to be clean. Now, if you caught in some of the things that I'm talking about that now you're talking to you, and if you have been calling it there, you yourself know about what you, amen, are doing and what you should not be doing. How you living. Your living is not coming up to what the Word of God said. And then you need to quit. That's where you're going to cleanse yourself. By reading the Word of God and the Word of God telling you what you should do and what you should not do. The Word of God will clean you up. It'll clean you up. I read about that. Now watch this now.
1 Timothy 4:16.
Yeah.
Take heed unto thyself.
Now, what you got to do now, you got to take heed to yourself. And going back to, amen, now first verse, amen, take heed to yourself. Amen, look at yourself. Amen. Now, you can't help nobody else, praise God, if you are a wind. If you're helping, may win. Overseer. What you got to do, you got to take heed to yourself. Before you go and try to tell somebody else or try to help somebody else, clean up, before you clean the fish up, you got to take heed to yourself. If you know how to clean a fish. Because some folks don't know how to clean a fish. People, man, a scale of fish and that's all. A scale of fish, that's all they do, they scale. And sometimes they don't scale it right anyway. They leave a lot of scales on them. I have went to people out and they give me some fish and the scales is all on them. And they call it cleaning. And then they'll clean it. And the only way you're going to clean the fish, you got to know how to clean the fish. Amen. The first thing you're gonna do, you're gonna gut the fish, and if you got a head on, you're gonna cut the head off it. Then the next thing you're gonna do, you're gonna turn the sideways and cut amen the other thing off. The hole in the side of them. Y'all don't understand what I'm talking about, because ain't nobody saying nothing, because y'all don't even know about that. Yeah. So you do what? You're gonna do what? And then the next thing you're gonna do is you're gonna split him down the side. Split him, amen. Under the bottom, split him. You're gonna put all the guts out, pull out all everything out. That's cleaning. Washing thoroughly, pepping them down, sawing them down, put them in the skillet.
I may not clean it like you can. I leave my head off.
But there were some people leaving their head on. If you like the head, I'm not against that. If you like the heads, I like heads too. I I like to have two, praise God.
I start with the scales on the outside, cut off the fins, scale it up on the outside, put all the scales on.
That's
then
it.
Then I split it.
That's good. That's good. That's good. All right. This is what I'm trying to do to give you an understanding.
That's right.
All that thou get an understanding. Now read now. Come
take
on.
Take heed unto thyself.
Now take heed unto thyself.
And unto the doctrine.
And unto the doctrine. What's that? The wind?
Unto the doctrine.
Unto the doctrine. The doctrine. Now, amen, we have a doctrine here. Amen. A doctrine that we are going by, that we're living by, our doctrine. And amen. And now we're living in the world that a Rev is saying that we ain't supposed to preach no doctrine. But the word of God from Genesis to Revelation is written upon a doctrine.
All right.
Huh?
All right.
A doctrine. Amen. So we have to go by the doctrine. God got a rule. A doctrine is a rule.
Yes.
That's what I mean about a doctrine. You got to have rules. Amen. So we have a rule. Now we have a rule here in the church here that a woman is not supposed to come in here in the sanctuary. Amen. With pants on.
That's right.
That's a rule.
Amen.
That's a doctrine. Amen. We got to abide by the rules. A rule, if we don't, then the world gonna go crazy. Amen. Now read that, daughter.
Continue in them.
And continue when?
In them.
In them.
Right. For in doing this.
What we gonna continue in?
In the doctrine.
In the doctrine. Continue in them. In the doctrine. In the doctrine. In the doctrine. Praise God. Don't make no rule today. That's what the world out there. They make a rule tonight and tomorrow. They embrace them. They sit up all night long, brother Jones. All night long. You can turn the TV on. All night long. Somebody is making some rules. And the next day they broke them rules. Break the rules. Amen. So now he said, continue in the doctrine, which is the rules.
Right.
Read now.
For in doing this,
thou
shalt both save thyself.
Now, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to save myself, amen, from going to hell.
All right.
By letting you go and do what you want to do.
All right.
Thou shalt, and them, save thyself.
And them that hear
them. And them that, amen, and I'm telling.
All right.
Hold on to the doctrine. Hold on to the doctrine. My God, amen. I can't get away from it. I got to tell you the truth.
Right.
If I don't tell you the truth, and then I can't, I'm not going to save myself.
All right.
And neither I can be able to save you. Man come to say, oh, Bishop Hobby, say, save me, Bishop, save me, Bishop. The man said, I was just going to pull the man's head off his head. Pull the man's head off. Save him. I said, I can't save you. Can save yourself. Amen. I said, you ain't running from the man because you didn't want to cut his head off. I said, you running because he'll kill you. Just to pull that nigga head off. Just to pull his head off. I said, yeah, you running because he going to pull your head off. You can't save nobody if you ain't save yourself and equip. You have to be equipped to help somebody.
All right.
Amen. Praise God. All right, now watch this now. I'm coming in. I know that. Rick, that's it. All right. Okay. I'm coming in. I know. I ain't sleep yet. That was First Peter, I think it was, we noticed on last week. First Peter. First Peter 19, verses 19. Mm-hmm. First Peter 1:19. That's right.
But with the precious blood of Christ.
Now look where he's going to now. But with the precious blood of Christ.
As of a lamb.
Without blemish.
Without spot.
You ain't saved nobody. I ain't saved nobody. I told y'all a few minutes ago, praise God, I ain't saved nobody. You ain't saved nobody. You ain't shed no blood. You ain't, Jesus paid the price for us that we might have a right unto the tree of life. Amen. I don't need to sit back thinking that we're so great and we all this and we ain't that. You ain't nobody. He come to make us somebody. We was a nobody. God come to make us somebody. All right, now watch this now.
Who verily?
The precious blood of Jesus. Read.
But the precious blood of Christ.
The precious blood of Christ.
As of a lamb. Without blemish. And without spot.
Amen. You know, back in the early days, then they wouldn't kill no lamb until they take the lamb and put the lamb, amen, take him out to pasture. Amen. And he had to be clean. Same as when you get ready to kill a hog. You couldn't kill them. A hog, go out there and get a hog off the yard and then take it clean and put it on your table. No, you can't do that. Amen. You got to take them out from all the other, amen, hogs or lamb or whatever. It got to be, you know, put away. So now if we are from the lamb, from the head lamb, and then we have to be clean. We can't just say, "We gonna be good." You ain't good until you went through the channels. So now, what he said now, the precious lamb.
But the precious blood.
The precious blood. That's it.
Of Christ.
Amen. Of Christ.
As of a lamb.
Oh, now he's a lamb. He's a lamb. Read.
Without spot, blemish.
And without the spot of.
And without spot.
A wrinkle. Read.
Who verily was foreordained.
Now he was ordained. All right. He had to be cleansed. He had to be when? That's what I want to get to. He had to be cleansed.
Yes.
Amen. Otherwise, to put over, praise God. Now, when y'all come to the church and come in here, then I had to, amen, to follow you up and nurse you and to make you, praise God, that, amen, and that I might be able to put you aside and then make you something, give you office and make you to be office that I put you in there, the president, vice president, or what have you, praise God, oversee over. Amen. So he had to go through the precious lamb of God, had to go through all of this in order to be an overseer. When? The overseer over you. That's right. Rev will take somebody off. That's somebody come in the church, they come in that door, and they come in and they make you a deacon.
Yeah.
They just walked off the street and came in that door there and make your mother. That's not Bible. That's what it's saying. Read that again, until y'all, because somebody ain't got it yet. I ain't joking.
Who verily was foreordained?
Who verily father was ordained?
Before the foundation of the world.
Before the foundation of the world.
But was manifested.
But he was manifested.
In these last times.
In these last times.
For you.
For you. Praise God. He was manifested. He was made. He was put here for. Amen. But he had to go through something in order to take the world on his shoulder. He had to go through something. I know I got to take a whole lot of things. I have took a whole lot of things. I have went through a whole lot of things in order to be made, amen, an overseer. They break down and say I'm going to quit, but sometimes I feel like I want to quit. Throw my hands up. Just get out of here. Go somewhere else. Amen. But I can't do it. I didn't make myself this. He made me this. All right. Now read now. I'm going to close the book now because I'm going to get
it. Who by him?
Whom by him?
Do believe in God.
Amen. Do believe in God.
that raised him up from the dead.
I look at someone next to you and say, are you a believer?
A believer.
A believer, and then you ought to believe him. Amen. Genesis to Revelation. Believe what the Word of God said. Don't believe because I said so. Believe in what the Word says. Why you need to ask yourself, are you a believer? Because there are a lot of folks, amen, they want to believe in a certain part they want to believe in.
All right, that's right.
We need to believe in, eat the whole roll, I said, from the beginning.